You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Friday must mean it is time for the weekly wrap-up of the big economic topics in the news this week. I've got Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal and Catherine Rempel from The Washington Post, and we have got a lot to talk about. Hi, guys.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
So, okay, oil. It closed today below $30 a barrel. That's the lowest in 12 years. We've talked a lot about the reasons why, but at what point are we going to start to see direct impacts, Catherine, on the rest of the economy?
I think we already have to some extent. I mean, it hasn't been good for capital investment. There was an article in the FT today or yesterday, I think, looking at the fact that a bunch of energy loans might be going bad, which could be hurting banks and could potentially have contagion effects for other portfolios. So, you know, it's been relatively good for consumers, but there are other ways in which it's not so great for the rest of the economy.
Yeah, Sudeep, what about less obvious impacts like we saw the abrupt closure of Al Jazeera America, which was blamed partly on oil prices because the Qatari government funded that journalism organization?
You're going to see all sorts of things like that in the U.S. and around the world. In addition to banks, and plenty of investors will be very sad, there are companies that sprouted up in North Dakota and Texas and Oklahoma for the shale boom. They have to unwind. But the biggest issue is really going to be around the world. There's a huge number of countries that are unstable with cheap oil. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Russia, all of those countries are very nervous right now with oil under $30. And they are If oil doesn't turn around, they're going to face some very, very serious problems in the coming months.
Well, and of course, it's dragging down the broader market. I know that if Kai were here, he would say that the market is not the economy. But Catherine, with these ongoing drops, what do you think? Is it going to start becoming an economy story?
I am skeptical about that, I would say, just because on other data points, we've done pretty well. Jobs growth looks really strong. We're finally starting to see some pickup in wages. Consumers are content. I wouldn't say they're ecstatic, but they're looking pretty happy. It's not translating to, you know, stronger retail sales for some reason. But it just seems like, you know, to the extent that the concerns about oil are driven by China and other concerns are driven by China, the U.S. has relatively little exposure to China. So I think the U.S. is on a relatively strong footing right now, especially compared to the rest of the world.
So you think just a normal correction happening right now?
I mean, if you could even call it a correction, it may just be a temporary freak out driven by China, to be honest.
Sudeep, what do you think? Correction, freak out? Ongoing?
It's clearly a correction, but we have to put it in much, much larger perspective. The stock market is now down 12% from the all-time high. That's just 12% after a run-up of almost 180% from those lows that we saw during the financial crisis. So this is what stock markets used to do once upon a time before the Federal Reserve was stepping in and was the only game in town. So this should be considered normal for the market to get scared a little bit. That's what keeps investors honest. To let them realize that there's some risk on the other side of these bets, whether the bets are about oil or about a certain piece of the economy taking off. And so there is some concern here about the global economy. It hasn't been healthy for several years now. The U.S. economy has failed to really lift off in the way we've long expected, but it's certainly not falling apart. You just look at the job numbers and you have to say that we're staying relatively afloat pretty well compared to the rest of the
world.
Yeah,
I would argue that we're doing better than pretty much every other major economy on Earth. We've been pretty resilient.
All right. So then, Catherine, 20-second prediction. What do you think this means for what the Fed could do next?
I think they're going to hold tight and not raise rates anytime soon. They had said that even before we saw this volatility in the stock market. Janet Yellen said that it was going to be a very slow, gradual liftoff. So given the turmoil of the last week, it seems there's no reason to expect anything different.
All right. That's Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal, Catherine Rempel from The Washington Post. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Molly.